Welcome back to the Business News Hour. We are in Lanesboro, Minnesota, recently on a trip there with a whole bunch of folks from the Greater Des Moines Metro. And as we do, wherever we go, we try to hook up with some of the locals to find out a little bit more about the vibe, the business vibe of these communities. And this is Lanesboro, Minnesota, where arts and culture seem to be really top of mind with so many people. And with me is David Hennessy, and he is with the Commonweal Theater. David, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
I am just astounded because in our conversation outside of this interview, you were telling me about all kinds of things that have to do with arts and culture in this tiny town of 800 people in southern Minnesota. What's going on?
Well, let me give you a little quick history. Back in, about 30 years ago, when our founder, his name's Eric Bungie, a native of the area, who went on to other things, he's now in Vermont, but he started this theater because the local arts council asked him if he could populate the vacant theater at that time.
Oh.
It was called the St. Main Theater, which was an old movie theater, wasn't being used, and they asked him if he could, he was in grad school, they asked him if he could come for a summer and do a summer show. So he came in, he did two shows. He was adamant that his actors would get paid, and got to the end of the season, and lo and behold, he was $50 in the black at the end. So he thought, well, let's try this again. So that's how the theater here started. But at about the same time,
30 years ago,
Bike trail, it was the old railroad bed.
Yes.
The bike trail came into being. And I understand, I wasn't here then, but I understand that a lot of people were kind of up in arms about this.
Of course.
And then it came, and most of them were converted that this was a really good thing, because people started coming for the bike trail in the day, and then they'd see, oh, well, we can go to the theater at night. They'd stay overnight. And we started with Mrs. B's right down the street from here as a B&B. That was here 30 years ago, was the only B&B. Now we are proud to say we're the B&B capital of Minnesota. We have more B&B rooms than any other community in the state. That's not a per capita basis. That's outright.
Outright.
Yeah. And it's because we have this wonderful confluence of the arts and the outdoor sports. We've got river sports, we've got trout fishing, we've got tubing and kayaking and canoeing on the river. We've got scenic beauty. People come just for that. We have this block that you and I are sitting in is a historic district, so we can kind of control how the brand, if
right,
you will. People
right.
like to come here for a getaway. We also have Amish tours. The Amish are in this country. And we have agriculture. That's the other part of the economy that the tourists don't see much, but it's very important.
You have a sale barn here.
We do, and I'm pretty sure about this. I think it's the largest sales barn in the state,
wow,
if not the largest one of the. And so what used to be just an agricultural economy has now blossomed into several things. So it's the agriculture, it's the arts, it's the scenic beauty. So we are a tourist destination.
A confluence of all kinds of things.
Yes. Yes.
We're visiting with David Hennessy, ladies and gentlemen. He is with the Commonweal Theater. There's also a couple of other theater groups here in town, which I find is very interesting. Two others?
Yes. The Lanesboro Community Theater performs in a space right next to us. So here we are, a town of 800 people, and sometimes we have two performances going on the same night. They're a very active community theater, and they've been kind of developing over the last 15 years or more. I mean, they're older than that, but they've really, I think, taken steps forward in the last 10 or 15 years. And we also have a new group, fairly new, about 3 years old, called History Alive. It's another nonprofit. And they specialize in using principally community people to stage historic pop-up plays in the town. So, in fact, today they'll have two sessions where they will have people walk around dressed
in costume.
The theme this year is 1918, 100 years ago. What was happening in Lanesboro?
The First World War.
What was happening in Lanesboro 100 years ago?
Wow.
And so they do the research on specific people who were here then and what they did, and then they present a play about it at, near the location, at or near the location where those people were.
Wow.
So that happens twice a year. The Lanesboro Community Theater has like three shows a year, and Commonwealth Theater is a full-time professional theater. We do five main stage productions every year.
This is just really fantastic, and this is, again, a town of less than 800 people. Sandwiched in between some other larger communities. Rochester's not too very far away.
Right.
I understand Austin's not very far away. And I suspect that you get spill over there. But here's what I want to dig into for just a moment, if we can. Then I want to talk about the overall economy here in Lanesboro, because that's kind of what we do.
Yeah.
I am struck by the fact, where do you find talent in such an obscure place like Lanesboro? Obscure from the fact that it's tiny.
Yeah.
Where do you find talent?
Well, I think part of it is...
Where does talent find you?
I think talent finds us, frankly. I think it started small, but then started to grow, and we started to become a tourist destination because of all those factors, because of the arts. We also have scenic beauty. We also have Amish in this country. We have Amish tours. We have river sports, tubing, kayaking, etc., and some good trout fishing, wonderful trout fishing. And all those things is a confluence of making people come here. Our tourist season generally runs from April through into November, and there are different segments of that.
Right.
But like I say, we wouldn't, as a theater, we wouldn't be doing plays up till Christmas if there wasn't an audience coming.
If there wasn't people coming here. One of the other things that you touched on briefly, and we'll talk a little bit about the economy in a place like Lanesboro. You indicated a historic district, and that you have significant code rules relative to what can be here and how utilization of the buildings are. As I walked through town, which isn't very big, I think it's maybe three blocks total.
It takes 10 minutes.
But I did notice a lack of chains, a lack of nationally owned things. I suspect that's on purpose.
Yes, it is. I don't know when this happened, but the city council many years ago said we're not going to have change. I mean, we won't have franchises in the town, and that helps preserve this brand. People want to come for a getaway, come to something that's unique, that has historic value to it, and so that's another thing that was done several years ago that has really benefited the whole
industry.
That's
some real forward thinking because, as you know, all around the United States in rural areas, they're suffering in a lot of places because an outward migration into the cities, and I know we're seeing that throughout the Midwest. And one of the things, we had a guest on not too very long ago that talks about how you can manufacture economy with what you already have without going someplace and asking for a savior to come in.
Yes.
And we're seeing this more and more where forward-thinking cities, forward-thinking governments are going, wait a minute, we've got this real treasure here. Let's home grow our own economy.
Yes, and a lot of, you asked about where does the talent come from? They find us. Well, there are a lot of people who come here now. I mean, I've been here 20 years, but I came from somewhere else. Okay,
right.
And I should just mention the Lanesboro Arts Center is a real major part of this community, and they several years ago got a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts to create a arts campus in Lanesboro. And just to give you one example of what that means, a few years ago, they sponsored a contest for haiku poems.
Yes.
And they got permission from the city council to turn the parking lot by our bass pond, just a few blocks away, into a poetry parking lot. Basically they hired a design firm to have signage that would have the poems on the posts by the parking space, and then signage that would lead people under the highway. There's a walking bridge under the highway that a lot of people don't understand is there, even though it's right at the parking lot. It's just not very visible. But they created signage that match the signage in the parking lot, the poetry signage, to bring people from the parking lot into downtown safely because that's a major highway that they'd have to cross otherwise. And that's just one example of what's the Art Council concept has done. They're also doing a design charrette this weekend, in fact, and it is because they're creating a design for one of the parks, a gateway to Lanesboro. And I would refer you to the Lanesboro Arts Center right down the street here about that. But again, that's there. They've undertaken that to get a vision for what do we want this particular piece of real estate to look like when people come to see it. So
let's turn our page for just a moment. We've got a couple of minutes left.
Sure.
David Hennessy with the Commonweal Theater. Let's talk about the economy. I had an opportunity, as journalists sometimes do, to poke around and ask questions. And I, again, see every storefront is full. There are no empty buildings. I don't see many for sale signs on anything either. However, I was talking with a proprietor here, and I said, you know, the economy seems to be really bubbling here in Lanesboro. And she's looked at me and she says, keyword is seems. So not to pour cold water on anything, but what does that mean?
Well, we are, because it's right now it's a tourist economy, we function on a seasonal basis. So our arts venues, our B&Bs, and our restaurants do pretty well if they can figure out how to weather the down season. Retail has always been a little bit harder because you got to have an inventory. And how do you do it for 9 months of the year, and then 3 months you don't have much going on? I will tell you that right down the street there's the Parkway Market, which is a small grocery store, and they've hit on a formula that might work for others. I'm not sure, but I'm on the chamber board, and this is how I know this. They took over the grocery store about 4 years ago, I think now. And what they do is, first of all, they have hours 8 to 8 every single day, so everybody knows exactly
when
they're
there.
Yeah.
When the people are there.
But the thing is so many places have a hard time doing that, because how can you justify staff if people aren't coming in? Well, the proprietors also happen to have, and they have had for some time, a online business selling used Lego parts. Believe it or not, they're one of the biggest distributors of Legos in the country, and they do it all online. So what happens is they have people come in, they hire to staff from 8 to 8, and while there's not customers coming in, they're
selling Legos.
They're sorting them or something. And so far, it seems to work. You can go down and talk to them if you'd like. But that's what's key to make retail work, seems to be, having some sort of online presence.
Oh, yes.
Right now, the community just got a grant this past year to look at rural entrepreneurial ventures, trying to develop entrepreneurial talent that's local, not bringing somebody in.
Yes.
And trying to up it. Now, I have to say, this town already is extremely entrepreneurial. We have lots of entrepreneurs. But this grant is a way to start developing more of the local talent. So it's not, like you said, not like a savior coming in from the outside.
Right. His name is David Hennessy, ladies and gentlemen. He is one of several staff members. This is interesting. I want to come back to the community Commonweal Theater Company, and just for a second talk about that. You're a paid staffer of this professional group.
Yes.
Now, most of us who know about professional theater say, okay, we have actors, actresses, we have individuals doing the marketing, we have individual doing the books, we have all of these people that are ancillary to the stage people. How do you guys run it?
Well, we do it a little differently. We have what we call the artist administrator model, where all of us have artistic responsibilities, but we also have administrative responsibilities too. So I am principally an actor, but I also am on our development team, and I'm in charge of annual giving, so I cultivate donors. We have a marketing team, we have a production team, we have a leadership team. So we're doing meetings weekly along with all our artistic responsibilities. In addition to that, we rotate and take turns doing things in front of house. So One night you may come and see one of us on stage. The next night you come here, we might be handing you a program or selling you a ticket or selling concessions. And what this does is it creates a greater bond between the audience and the theater.
Yeah.
And we get to know people on a first name basis, and they get to know us, and they treat us like family, which is what we want. That's exactly how we succeed.
I am so grateful that you and I had the opportunity to connect, David, because this has been really an eye-opening piece. And this is not, ladies and gentlemen, this is not just about Lanesboro. This is about Jewell, Iowa. This is about those communities out there, wherever you happen to be. You've just heard a touch on how you home grow talent and become a mecca for other people in that same world. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk to you about it, especially on a nice day like this.
It is gorgeous, isn't it? Thank you, David.
Oh, thank you.